They do such a great job for our veterans, and we're going to talk about the Missions Act and all kinds of different things that are going on with our ex-military and with our active duty military. They're certainly a part of this as well. We'll get a chance to visit with him about what's going on at Concerned Veterans for America. We will do that and a whole lot more coming up. Oh, also coming up a little bit later on at 5:05, Mark Robertson will join us. He is a candidate for Congress in CD3. It is a district that many are viewing as maybe winnable. The question is, which Republican candidate will end up being a part of the general election? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
All the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The search is on for the gunman who assassinated the president of Haiti.
Jovenel Moise was shot and killed in his home. Ambassador Beauchede Edmond says it's the work of mercenaries.
This horrible act was carried out by well-trained professional killers, commandos. They were speaking Spanish.
Moise had no political experience before becoming president, campaigning under the nickname Banana Man. He was a banana producer. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph is now in charge in Haiti. He told the AP he delivered a message to the people.
I asked them to keep calm, that everything is under control. And I also declare a state of emergency.
Haiti grew more unstable under Moise's watch. Critics accused him of growing increasingly authoritarian. I'm Ed Donahue.
8 more bodies have been recovered from the site of that collapsed Florida condo building, bringing the death toll to 54. The search for victims has now become a recovery operation. Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief Raida Jadala told families on Wednesday that after searching all areas of debris, they've concluded that it will now be next to impossible to find people alive. The Senate's bipartisan infrastructure deal is getting more support. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Democrat Jackie Rosen of Nevada has become the latest to sign on to the bipartisan compromise. Rosen supports components of the bill that would invest in broadband and airports. Her inclusion in the group brings to 22 the number of senators on board, evenly split between 11 Republicans and 11 Democrats. The plan has skeptics on both sides of the aisle as well, especially over the question of how to pay the $1.2 trillion tab. It needs 60 votes to pass the Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 104 points, the NASDAQ rose 1, the S&P 500 advanced 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The latest numbers show COVID-19 is spreading fastest in southern Nevada in the wealthy suburbs in the west and southern portions of the Vegas Valley. Zip codes which contain developments like Rhodes Ranch, Southern Highlands, and parts of Henderson have experienced the biggest spread of the Delta variant, which now accounts for nearly 50% of Nevada's COVID-19 cases. The original main entrance to Caesar's Palace is getting a multi-million dollar makeover. Hotel officials say the resort's main entrance and main casino will undergo renovations, which will feature a 15-foot tall statue of Augustus Caesar, two state-of-the-art gaming pits flanking the main entrance, and a new lobby bar. The makeover is scheduled to be finished in time for New Year's Eve. Gaming experts say the company's investment in the quote-unquote facelift shows their commitment to their flagship property. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a week-long excessive heat watch for the entire Las Vegas Valley. The heat watch runs from today through next Monday night. Weather officials say part of the reason for the heat watch is expected and the high overnight lows, which are forecast to be in the low 90s, the projected daytime high Saturday and Sunday, 114.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Only two lanes are available on the 515, eastbound at Main Street, also westbound at Charleston. Also, look for some slow flows on the 15, especially on the north side through the resort corridor, beginning around Tropicana, and you're slow all the way up to the Spaghetti Bowl.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Joining us now, we're very happy to have him on. Always love getting together with him. Leo Garcia, Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America. He joins us. And Leo, I know you've been on the show many, many times, but for those that don't know, Concerned Veterans for America, what is it? What is the mission statement?
You know, I'm glad you asked that. What I like to do is reintroduce myself to the community and as well as let your audience know what CVA is working on right now. Concerned Veterans for America is a nonprofit organization. We preserve the freedom and prosperity of our families. And we, on our C4 side, we primarily work on legislation and policy. But at the same time, let me introduce myself. I'm Leo Garcia. I'm a United States Air Force veteran, a veteran of Desert Shield and Desert Storm. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I come from a military family. My father-in-law was a retired United States Air Force veteran, World War II veteran, Korean War veteran, and a Vietnam veteran. And my stepson is a United States Army veteran and an Iraq veteran. I'm originally from Indiana, and I was stationed here at Nellis Air Force Base from 1986 to 1994, and I've been living here since 1986, and this is my home.
God bless you. God bless you, man. I want to ask you, because this week we've been talking a lot about Afghanistan, and I know you have to have some feelings for what is going on there. We are leaving Afghanistan big time, and in fact, 95%, I think, of our troop strength has left the theater. And I'm just curious what you think about that. We've spent 20 years there, and now we're hearing that the Taliban is taking over cities, and we've just given up Bagram Air Force Base. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on what's been going on in Afghanistan for the last 20 years, and now it's all coming to an end?
So for the last 20 years, it's been an endless war. What we're trying to do at CVA is trying to rebalance the constitutional wars of power. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution assigns the Congress the responsibility of declaring war after the United States fought several conflicts after World War II without formal declarations of war. Congress passed the War Power Resolution in 1973. So what that does is legislation is required to the President to notify Congress within 48 hours deploying U.S. Troops into hostile forbidden their use of longer than 60 days or 30 days in addition to withdrawal unless Congress passes the AUMF, which we are currently working on right now. We're hoping for passage. It's gone through Congress and it's in the Senate right now. We're hoping for a repeal on the 2001 and 2002 AUMF, which stands for Authorized Use of Military Force. What they've been doing is it's been used as the stroke of a pen by the president to put our military members in hostile areas for the last 20 years. So with the resolution, we're hoping, not the resolution, with the repeal, we're hoping that we have time limits, geographical mission specificity, and ground control restrictions. We just don't want a blank check given to the executive power to put us in harm's way. We would rather have an act of Congress make that decision in 48 hours to put us in a position where we are needed.
You know, the question, Leo, I've always wondered about Afghanistan is why it is, well, first of all, why we're there. Obviously, we knew why we were there because of the Taliban. But once we vanquished the Taliban, could we have declared victory and gone home earlier? Nobody seems to know. Your thoughts on what the end game should be in Afghanistan. Is this the right way of doing it, just to say we're getting out?
I would say America doesn't need to be there permanently. We eliminated the threat years ago. America, I believe, is more secure when it's adversity are in regional areas than what they're that align with them. I would say that some of the myths that we talk about as far as why we should be there and why if we leave, military presence, as far as the American people have said, we did a poll back in 2020, I want to say in April, where 73% of the veterans said we do not need to be in Afghanistan, and 69% of them were families supported the military's leaving Afghanistan. And this was a poll by Concerned Veterans for America, and there was another poll by another group called YouGov, and they believe 76% of the American supported that we should withdraw from there.
Wow. Again, Leo Garcia joining us, Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America. I'm just curious, the fact that we're leaving, where is the international community? I mean, this seems to be something that's crying out for the international community to come in and put some sort of coalition in there just to keep the peace and to keep the Taliban out. Is there a reason why we haven't done that over the years?
The reason we haven't done that over the years, that's a good question. I know that when we're exiting, we are trying to not leave our military in harm's way. As far as support from NATO countries, I would have to circle back with you on that at a later time.
Okay. No, I've just always wondered. There's nothing that we want there other than to vanquish the Taliban. But for the rest of the world, I would think there would be some sort of a group that could step in and say, "Hey, we're not going to make the U.S. Carry all the water on this sort of thing." I want to ask you about something else that has bothered me for a while. We passed a bill, the VA Mission Act, and Concerned Veterans for America has been very active in working Capitol Hill on this. Can you talk a little bit about, again, we talk about the myths and the truths of the VA Mission Act. Can you talk a little bit about the work that you folks have done at Concerned Veterans for America?
Yes, I can. Back in 2018, this bill was passed. It became a law which allows our veterans to seek outside care, community care, from the VA. Just some facts that we found. In the last year, over 20 million appointments were canceled by the VA. And in the last 6 months, 7.3 million appointments have been canceled, and they don't know whether or not they were rescheduled. And then we're hearing word that doctors are being instructed not let veterans go outside of the VA for community care. Now, this is the law that we worked on for years, and this is a right to our wounded soldiers that are coming back that need to seek help from the VA if they can't have an appointment within 20 days or if they live more than 30 minutes from a facility. Myself, I live 30 minutes away from a facility. I live out in Boulder City, so that's quite a drive for me to go to the VA. But this is something I want to really touch on. I want to share a story with you. So I know this individual. It's a mother. Gave her son consent to join the United States Army when he was 17 years old. And before he turned 18, he is now deployed in Iraq. He is exposed to daily gunfire. Death is now surrounding him. He sees his friend die in front of him by an IED, which could have easily been him if it was 5 minutes later. You see, he had just switched details that day when this happened. This young man returned home safely, but according to his mother and his loved ones, he's broken mentally. A quote from his mother, "My son is not the same boy that left my house when he was 17. I thank God that he returned home safely. He still battles with the VA on seeking correct medical and mental help. He disagrees with the cocktail of drugs that are prescribed for him, according to what the VA says makes him look normal in their eyes. He's resorted to finding other ways to deal with his mental health without prescribed drugs. He's currently working on getting well." And this is the reason I share this story, because there are going to be more men and women that are going to listen to the military and may be deployed in hostile areas. We need to ask our lawmakers to take a stand, work together across the aisles, rebalance the constitutional powers of war, and fix the VA system. If not, we are going to continue to have this vicious cycle. Military members, veterans, and families will continue to suffer.
Well, I just hope, you know, and I'll be honest with you, Leo. It's amazing to me. This is not a partisan issue. This is one of those issues that transcends politics. We can't get it right. For some reason, we make these promises to our members of the military, and then we kind of renege on all of that. I hope Concerned Veterans for America can be a part of fixing this VA Mission Act, which and it was passed when? 2018, 2019,
2018.
Yeah. I really hope that we can start getting this thing right, because there are too many people, like the story you just told, where we're kind of failing our members of the military and veterans. I just hope we can get it right eventually. If folks want to know more about what Concerned Veterans for America is doing, the really great work you're doing with our veterans, can you talk a little bit about how they can reach out to you?
Sure. There's several ways they can take action. Okay, first of all, they can text from their phone EEW to the number 46262, or they can text this complete the mission to this number 46262, and just follow the directions. That it's going to create a digital letter that will go to our lawmakers, basically telling them to quit these shenanigans and let's get this right. And also they can visit endlesswars.com or vamissionact.com, or they can follow us on our national Facebook page, Concerned Veterans for America, or our state page, Nevada, CVA for Nevada, and our Twitter page, Concerned Vets, or the Nevada page, which is Concerned Vets Nevada, or just browse, or just find us on your browser, CV4A, and that's the letter C, the letter B, the number 4, and the letter A.org. And you can browse around the website, and you can click on and take action. Or other than that, come visit us over at our office at 2880 Meade Avenue, Suite 360 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Or you can simply give me a call at 702-622-4037, or email me at algarcia@cv4a.org, and I'll be more than happy to sit down with you and share our mission and help you to take more steps into helping us build our grassroots army across the nation.
Leo, thanks for your service to our country. We really appreciate it, and I also certainly appreciate you joining us today. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Leo Garcia, Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekends. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explorer strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explorer is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable government, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. K Kayleigh McEnany has really been a great addition to Fox News Channel. The former press secretary for Donald J. Trump. She has a great grasp of the issues. Last night, she was on Fox and talking about the hasty exit from Bagram Air Force Base. And after visiting with Leo Garcia, I said, hey, maybe we ought to let you hear what is going on in Afghanistan. And this was last night.